One might think these medical workers from charity clinics are angry at these state doctors, but in fact they are in this protest together against what they say is the continuing breakdown of Greece's national health system. They all gather at the gates in the forecourt of Athens's biggest cancer specialist hospital, trying to put a very simple point across to the government that even though they manage to collect money in donations to provide treatment for hundreds of uninsured cancer patients, they keep rising in numbers, and neither the clinics nor the hospitals can contain this phenomenon.
One third of our medical staff has been sacked, while cancer patients in our hospital have increased 30%. Chemotherapy is also in shortage and very expensive. The government wants to stop spending money on all cancer patients, not only the uninsured and the migrants.
There is an assortment of activity here today: incoming patients, protesting doctors, social clinic medics, ambulances, banners, wheelchairs, and foreign media crews, never too far from the reality of cancer and its relation to the crisis. We are told that about 6 in 10 cancer patients admitted in social clinics lost their job and health insurance about a year before the disease appeared.
There's many people like me, trying to find a hospital bed, or wait many months to start the chemotherapy treatment. In the meantime, the cancer has worsened by one or two stages.
Meanwhile, hospital budgets are at an all-time low. Unemployment stands at 28%, and some 1.3 million Greeks are expected to lose their health insurance in coming months.
State funding for healthcare has been cut by some 40% in the last 3 years. Doctors and social clinics want the obvious: free treatment and therapy for cancer patients and uninsured patients in general in Greece, who at the moment exceed 3 million. Kostin Venizelos, Press TV, Athens.